Hey everybody, it's Jo here. Welcome to my Rosacea Freedom Podcast. It's been quite a good while since I made a podcast, but today felt like a good time for me to come back on and just see how everybody is, how you're all doing. Thank you very much for sharing your journeys and let me know how you're traveling and just letting me know that the resonant is there for you to believe from my 100 or so podcasts that you are really understanding and feeling into your power to heal and fade your face, which is just amazing. So a little bit quiet because I've made so many podcasts now. I have my ebook and my blogs and all the rest of the free resources that I offer in my passion and my quest to share and just be get the message out there that you have the power to heal your face. So but you know what, you inspire me. Like people that I speak with, I'm working with a beautiful woman at the moment who's traveling on a lovely quest, and another man that I'm working with, and you know, the inspiration that I get from you, and also my journey every day that is dedicated to self-mastery and to, you know, really loving into and feeling into who I am and sharing whatever I'm knowledge and wisdom I receive or I can dig into or I have with you, because you really are your reason for breathing and you are the cure to your face. And it doesn't matter if you sit here, if you're new to the podcast and you really do not believe me, because you, your belief system is in that you have an incurable disease on your face, or if you are really starting to tap into your power and understanding just the magical human that you are, because you really, really are. We're in a time, we're in a space where everything, you know, the wise women, the storytellers are all being replaced by Google and search engines. You can self-diagnose, you can put in your symptoms and get something that sort of relates, and then it sends you off down a rabbit hole of, on, you know, into that journey. It could be food, it could be so many things, you know. And rosacea is an umbrella for so much. It's just we are, you know, the red face is what controls us and restricts us and put me and others that I have beautifully worked with into existence rather than living. It gives fear. It just makes us sort of disassociate from the power, disconnect us from our knowledge, our wisdom, and bypass us from the very person that can heal and fade our face, and that is you. I apologize if you can hear my hen. She's roosting, so she's shouting a bit loud, but I'm going to continue because I feel like this message needs to come today. I'm just thrilled that, you know, so many of you are resonating and coming back into your power. It's very, very easy for us to be the seeker of whys and the reasons when we are just bypassing the reason that we know why. Because we do know, every one of you listening to this knows why you have rosacea on your face. It is a result of, as I've said in many, many podcasts, and that is what where the fear comes in. The fear to ask oneself, like, what is it? So if I can give an example for me, what could it be? Like this, you know, these thoughts that just go around, a past that keeps flicking in, something that happened in your past is definitely present with you in this day. It affects relationships, it affects our confidence, our self-worth. It could be you know, you just not feeling confident in your power, and or just hiding behind the very magic that you are. So many reasons why rosacea shows up, and it's, you know, it's so, I wrote a post yesterday, and the healer will tell you that you can fade, you have the power to fade your face. And the woman who has faded her face and reclaimed her face will also clarify that you have the power to do that. And then the doctors and the white coats will say, you have an incurable disease. Here, take this medication and learn to live with it. Who do you believe? I just, you know, so many things are just red flags to me. Anyway, I just want to say thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. Don't ever, ever think that you are not power-filled enough to fade your face. You just need to come into yourself a little more, stay, get a little bit silent, get used to being in your own company and just listen to what arises. What is it that's bothering you? What is keeping you stuck? What is stiffening your bones? What is aching your body? What is reacting in your skin? Who is on your back? Who is firing you up? Who is irritating you? What is irritating you? And just like having this power to become self-responsible. And it's just so beautiful. It really is, because I watch it, I witness it, I hear about it. People are, you know, coming back to self, to their ownership, to this beautiful reclaim. And it is amazing, and it doesn't take a lot. You know, you think most people that arrive here come really, really, really at the end of their tether. You know, they're just like, Joe, I have tried every modality out there, every treatment, and still look at my face. And then the unpacking of that, or just the beautiful organic talking of that, just creates this, opens up, draws back the curtains, opens the door, steps you forward into you reclaiming you. And that is what this is exactly what Rosacea wants. And how do I know that? How do I know that Rosacea is an awakening? Because I suffered with it for 10 years, but it was my very awakening. It was my reason to awaken, because I couldn't stand, as you know, if you have Rosacea on any part of your face, whether it be, you know, a small area or a large area, it doesn't matter to us. What we see is, it just shrinks us, creates this awful feeling of lack of, I have podcasts on all subjects of how Rosacea can make us feel. But what I'm saying is, you listening to this podcast have you have all the answers. And it's, you know, that statement goes around a lot. You know, you just got to look inside and you have all the answers. It's the journey to that, the quest for you taking on yourself to discover and heal, or just to acknowledge what it is that is creating your face. And you know that. You know that. A doctor won't know that. He'll just give you a tablet or a meds. Or for me, he wanted to give me antidepressants and long-term antibiotics, which if I would have taken that, I didn't go in there feeling depressed. I went in there feeling really concerned that I had this red, ultra bulbous red nose and this crazy red chin that itched and burnt and stung and just created, you know, just took my attention away from my everyday living, because it was constantly a sensation on my face. You can probably relate to that if you have it. So, Rosacea is an awakening. It is your very doorway, your portal, your opening to your healing. And that is what I'm so passionate about, because even though you may not understand it, even though you might not have a clue how to start it, even though it might not feel ever possible, you might feel like you're too weak, I'm too done in, I'm too tired to even think or even know or understand it, but you have it all there. And you know what? I feel that the place, that sort of, you know, which way to turn, that just like, it normally reflects in us as like hours of Googling, of seeking. That place is the best place for you to sit back and begin. It really, really is. It's just the most profound time in one's life when they decide to take back their ownership and just see what they're made of. See what you're made of. I wanted to share some questions that you might like to ask yourself, because it's all about you coming back to you. And if you're in my Rosacea Freedom private Facebook group, you would have seen my post this morning. And I'm asking questions like, it reads, you are human, you are power filled, you have wisdom, knowledge, and innate potential and intuition. You are a self healer. Who told you any different? When did you stop believing in yourself? Who made you believe you were powerless? Why are you stopping yourself from reclaiming your face? When did you allow your mind to rule over your heart? Why do you seek the answer when you are it? When did you stop recognizing yourself? Why do you fear your potential? Stop imagining a life without rosacea and begin living it. And these were all true statements. These are from myself or from the privilege of working with others. Like these questions, if you wrote those questions down and just asked yourself these, you're going to find your, you know, the quest has begun. It's as simple as that. There's nothing to fear, really. Absolutely nothing to fear. Only so much to gain. I'm going to leave it there because it just felt really nice to get back on, and I'm going to post this up and let me know your thoughts if you have any thoughts. And thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your kind donations, and thank you for helping and just supporting me, keeping me supported so that I can keep on sharing this passion, which I will do anyway, which I have done for years. And I just want you to know that you can end this. You can divorce your face, your rosacea, whenever you feel ready. And I wish you all the best. And I want that for everybody. Every single one of you that are listening here, I want that for you. Have the best day. Take care of yourselves. Bye for now.